Stein, you know that, like you, I am very, very comfortable with dough, all kinds.
Yeah, I bet all kinds. Could use a pound of 20s myself.
But the one dough that really stymies me time and again is sourdough.
What is it that bothers you about sourdough?
Well, you know, I've had sourdough starters before. I kill them. I think you even gave me one of yours. My friend Clint got his hands on some from our friend Bill, who got his from a guy in Alaska from this place that made incredible sourdough pancakes.
It wasn't Peggy's Airport Cafe, was it?
It could be. His starter is supposed to have originated in the Klondike days.
Yeah, right. Any sourdough that comes out of Alaska, they're going to tell you that. I would love to get my hands on some if it was from Peggy's, because I've been trying to recreate their sourdough pancakes for years and years and years. They were the best ever. They were thick and all stretchy. I've never had any sourdough pancakes that good.
I'll find out for you. But in the meantime, you need to explain this to me. Like, you have to feed it. You have to baby it. And I'm just not that organized. What do you do with sourdough starter?
Well, you don't have to baby it. You do have to feed it once a week. I just have a small amount. In my case, I take out 3 tablespoons of the starter, just throw it away, and then replace it with 3 tablespoons of water. I use filtered water and 3 tablespoons of flour. Just mix it up real good. I'll let it stay at room temp for a little while and then just put it back in the fridge. The only thing you got to be careful about is don't put it in something with a lid that screws down tight.
Oh, really? That's what I have mine in. What am I supposed to do with it?
Okay, loosen the lid, because sometimes the gas buildup will actually crack glass. That's what happened to me the first time. So, yeah,
don't
screw it down.
And you have that pristine refrigerator, too. I want people listening to know Stein has the cleanest refrigerator I've ever seen in my life.
Only compared to yours, I'm sure.
No doubt.
Well, that's all you got to do with sourdough. If you don't want to kill it, just don't forget to feed it. That's all. And actually, you can even bring it back when it's at death's door if you just give it a little TLC.
That is so good to know. But in the meantime, forget about the sourdough. I made the most delicious challah.
The braided egg bread. Well, I hope it was delicious, Nancy, because I saw the pictures, and it looks a little bit overdone to me, a little bit dark brown. And what were those things on the top there, those seeds? What did
those
you have?
Those things? Those were not things, Stein. Those were seeds. This recipe is from Joan Nathan, the Jewish cookery maven, and she's made a lot of challah in her day. And it's been so long since I've made it, I thought I'd try something different. That's fennel you saw. It was fennel seed,
fennel seed?
Seed and sesame seeds.
You put fennel seed on a challah.
It's a Moroccan style challah.
Yeah, just a minute, Nancy.
Bread police, may I help you?
I want to report a crime against bread.
Was that really necessary?
Yes, I think it was. Also, I noticed you were a little bit lazy with the braiding.
I will admit to that, even though I should have done better. And I want to answer your question regarding the darkness of my challah.
Okay.
The reason it was dark, I used extra egg yolk on it as directed.
Oh, good, because looking at it, I just thought it was a little burned. So thanks for clearing that up.
It was delicious. The boys loved it more than I did, but I also have to tell you that it makes wonderful French toast.
Oh, yeah, that's by far the best next day thing to do with that bread. Well, you sound like you weren't as crazy about it as the boys. What was it that you would like to have been better?
The recipe called for fewer eggs in the dough, and I thought the dough wasn't as pliable as it should have been. You know, I'm real comfortable with that type of dough, and maybe that's why my braiding didn't look as beautiful as it should have.
And you're a girl and everything.
Last I looked.
I always get DeGroote to do the braiding for me when I make one of those. Well, Nancy, considering the strangeness of your recipe, I have no choice but to say, with KPLU food talker, the unorthodox Nancy Leeson.
He's Dick.
The old sourdough.
Stein.